there.
We left off on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis at the bottom at the two dots, about five lines from the bottom. Barishona Haya Osa. So the Mishnah was describing how it used to be that if a husband wanted to be mevatel a get, all he would do is after he would send the shliach, he'd get together a Beis Din, and in front of that Beis Din, he'd be mevatel the get. But then Mishum Tikun Olam, Rav Gamliel said that's a bad idea. So he said Mishum Tikun Olam, they made a takana that you're only allowed to be mevatel the get either directly to the woman's face or directly to the shliach's face. You're not allowed to just go and convene your own Beis Din after the shliach is already on his way to deliver the get. So says Gemara, Itmar, Bifnei Kamahu Mevatel. How many people would be in that Beis Din back in those days when he would be Mevatel the get, not Bifnei the Isha and not Bifnei the Shliach? So Tosfos already asks, L'may Nafkamina, this is what they did before Takanas Rav Gamliel. We have Takanas Rav Gamliel now, so who cares what they did beforehand, whether they had two people, three people that they would have in the husband's Beis Din to be Mevatel the get. So Tosfos points out that we're going to have a machlokas that we alluded to yesterday, that even after Takanas Rav Gamliel, there's a machlokas whether if a husband violates takanas from Gamliel and is mevatel the get shelo b'fnei the shliach and shelo b'fnei the isha, is it in fact batel b'diavet? So Tosfos points out, according to Rebbe, who's going to say bitlo mevutal, according to Rebbe, who's going to say that if you are mevatel the get shelo b'fnei the shliach, it is going to be batel. So then there is a nafkamina. Nafkamina is if the guy violates takanas from Gamliel, how many people would need to be there in his beis din for it to be valid even b'diavet? L'chadchila, certainly it's only going to be valid if he does it b'fnei the shliach, b'fnei the isha. But if he does it shalom b'fneihem, it can still be valid b'di'evet, provided that he does it with the requisite amount of people. The question is, how many people are really necessary? The only problem with that approach is that Teferis Yaakov points out the word who, as opposed to haya, sounds like even lechatchila nowadays you need this amount of people. Kama haya mevatel b'fnei kama haya mevatel is what it should have said. How many people would they back in those days before Takanas Rav Gamliel would they lechatchila be mevatel to get with? And then I would know there's enough kamina for zman hazeh also b'diavet. But when it says b'fnei kama hu mevatel, that implies that even lechatchila we're talking about a certain amount of people that are necessary. So that's what Tiferes Yaakov says, that he thinks that even if you're mevatel in front of the shliach, you can't just do it in front of the shliach without anyone else there. You're going to need some evidence that you were mevatel to get. So you're either going to need two eidim that you were mevatel to get, or maybe you even need a beis din because the bittel has to be a strong enough maisa to undo the get. And the only way to lend strength to that bittel is by convening a beis din together. But anyway, let's see the answer of the Gemara. We'll assume the pashtus. Kamu mevatlo. Prior to Takanas Rav Gamliel, how many people were necessary to be mevatel to get in front of? So Rav Nachman Amar b'fnei Beis, Rav Sheshet says Amar b'fnei Gimel. Rav Nachman says you need two people, Rav Sheshet says you need three people. Now, apparently, even before Takanas Rav Gamliel, if you were to go over to one person and try to be mevatel to get in front of one person, that would not work. The question is, why not? Meaning, if two people works, why would one person not work? So Tosfos points out over here that even though in front of two people there is somewhat of a concern of mamzerus, because you're going to try to be mevatel to get in front of two people, word's not going to get back to the woman that the get was batel, she's going to receive the get, she's going to get remarried, she's going to have children, there's somewhat of a concern of mamzerus, but nevertheless, it wasn't enough of a concern apparently to make it that the get's not batel. But when there's only one person, there's a much greater concern of mamzerus. Meaning, the more people that know about the get, that know about the bittel, the greater the chance she's going to find out about it. So when two people knew about it, the rabbanon weren't concerned enough to say that the bittel's not going to work, at least in the view of Rav Nachman. But when one person knew about it, that concerned the rabbanon enough to say, look, she's never going to find out about it if it was only b'fnei echad, if only one person knew about it. So for that, they were willing to say that the bittel is not going to work. There are other approaches in the Rishonim. Tosfos later on says that the reason why b'fnei echad doesn't work is because it's davar shebi'erva, ein davar shebi'erva pachas mishnayim. If you're going to be mevatel get, so you're dealing with a davar shebi'erva, you always need two eidim for a davar shebi'erva. The Ramban just goes with the idea that you need a in order to be mevatel something, you need a dibur chashuv, and if you're not going to go directly in front of the shliach, you at least need something that would be considered a chashuva maisav or a chashuva declaration, which can only be considered in front of two people. There are nafkaminas, which of the reasons, which of these three reasons you subscribe to as to why it is that bifnei echad it was never okay, it was never considered a bittel. For instance, what if you're mevatel in front of two or three edim that are psulim, that are pasul edim? So if it's an issue of davar shebi'ev pachas mishnayim, so then you have a problem still, because you would need kasher edim. If it's about making it a strong maisa, so then it's not 100% clear whether that's only in front of kasher edim or pasul edim. And if it's about, like Tosa says, that just getting the word out there, just making sure that she hears about it, well then certainly pasul edim are just as good as kasher edim, getting the word out and letting people hear about it. Another nafkamina would be if you're mevatel shliach for dine mamonis, so that you don't have the davar shebi'arva issue, then one would certainly be okay. But you do have the other issues. Okay, so there are a number of nafkaminas. But anyway, so that's the machlokas. Prior to Takanas Rav Gamliel, did you need to be mevatel in front of two people or mevatel in front of three people? Says the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara is going to explain each opinion. Rav Shesha Zamar B'Fnei Gimel, based in Chatani. Rav Shesha says, the reason I say you needed three people is because the Mishnah said directly that the Mishnah said explicitly that the husband would get together at Beis Din. Beis Din always means three people. Rav Nachman Zamar B'Fnei Beis, Rav Nachman says that no, it was always in front of two people because L'Beit Trei Nami Beis Din Kari Lu. He says, I'm not convinced by the word Beis Din in the Mishnah. Sometimes two people are called the Beis Din as well. Amar Rav Nachman Amina Aminala. So Rav Nachman says, yeah, granted, sometimes two people are called the Beis Din, but what's my source? Where do I get the idea that over here it's two people? Meaning, normally the default position is, if you see the word Beis Din, it's three. So where do I get the idea that it's two people? Ditnan, Mosani Lefnechem, Ploni, Ploni Adayan, Shabamakam Ploni, that you find that by Prusbul, when a person says, Mosani Lefnechem, I'm giving in front of you, Ploni, Ploni Adayanim, you, Ploni, Ploni, only mentioning two Dayanim, Shabamakam Ploni. And that's Maisa Beis Din. So you see that Beis Din is called two people. We call them Dayanim, even though it's only two people. Rav Sheshes will respond, Atu Tana Ki Ruchla Lech Shabalezel. Sometimes it's obvious that there should be a third uploni, that there should be another word in there, but the Tana doesn't have to mention, everybody doesn't have to say, every little detail doesn't have to go and mention exactly how many uploni, 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 doesn't want to mention extra words. You understand that when you're talking about Dayanim, you're talking about a Maisa Beis Din, it's obvious that you're talking about three people. Now, clearly, the Mishnah that we're quoting is talking about Mosarni Lefnechem, right? So Rashi says Mosarni Lefnechem means Prusbul is Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din, meaning normally Shemitah cancels all loans. So how does Prusbul work? How does this magic work that it doesn't cancel the loans? So Rashi points out that Prusbul works because Prusbul is a method of giving your shtaros over to Beis Din. So you're not the one that's claiming the money from the guy. Beis Din is the one that's claiming from the money from the guy. So there's no lo yigos because you're not the one that's pressing the issue and that's claiming the money. It's all in the hands of Beis Din. That's Rashi Shita in a number of places. And Shas Tosos Maseches Makos Dav Gimel disagrees, thinks that Prusbul is totally different than Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din. It's not just an institutionalized Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din. It's its own separate Hakana that Shemitah is not Mishamit. It's not the same as Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din. But anyway, either way, what he's trying to prove from here is that you see that two Dayanim is called a Beis Din. And Rav Sheshet says, nah, you don't see that from here, because over here it might in fact be talking about three Dayanim. Says Gemara Vayit, Rama Rav Nachman, no, I mean, a lot of Nachman will say, no, but what's my real source to say that you only needed two people to be mevatel your shlichus in front of? Ditnan hadayanim chosmin lamata oha edin. It says in the Mishnah that on the bottom of this prusbul, the dayanim sign on the bottom or the edim sign on the bottom. My lav dayanim dumi de edim. If we compare the dayanim and the edim to each other, so my edim shnayim after dayanim nami shnayim. Doesn't that indicate that just like two edim sign, when edim sign, obviously you're dealing with two edim because edim the two edim trei kameya, it doesn't make a difference. Once you have two, it's the same as any higher number of edim. So just like edim, it's obvious that we're talking about two edim. So to dayanim, we're talking about two dayanim, and yet they count as a beis din. So you see, two dayanim counts as a beis din as well. Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, no midiriya. Hakadisa, Vahakadisa. Nah, you can't compare. Maybe just because it says the Dayanim or the Edim sign at the bottom, it doesn't mean that it's the same number of people. It could be that if Dayanim sign, you have three people signing. If Edim sign, you have two people signing. How many people do you taka need for a prosbul? Meaning, forget about our case, where there's very little nafkamina because it's all before Takanas Rabban Gamliel. What about the prosbul case? How many people do you actually need? So the Torah paskins that by prosbul you need three people, and the Beis Yosef asks that generally we say Hilchsuk Rav Nachman and Bedini. So why would we go against Rav Nachman over here? Rav Nachman's one that says you need two. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Samach Zayin points out that the Torah probably holds that this doesn't have a din of dine mamnas. It probably has a din of isur v'heter, that dine shmita is considered isura, and that's why he's willing to paskin against Rav Nachman. Sometimes it's not as clear whether something is which category of halacha something fits into. So on the one hand, it's a dine mamnas issue in the sense that it's talking about the loan and what the effects of Shemitah are on a loan, on a monetary loan, but on the other hand, it's an Isra of Lo Yigos. We're dealing with Shemitah in general, which is definitely Isser of working fields and everything, and even Shemitah's Ksafim is an Isra of Lo Yigos. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. Lamali L'misna, meaning according to Rav Sheshes, Lamali L'misna Dayanim, Lamali L'misna Edim. According to Rav Sheshes, why would the Mishnah mention both Dayanim and Edim? So says Gemara HaKamashmon, Deloshna Kasub Loshon Dayanim L'chasmi Edim, Loshna Kasub Loshon Edim L'chasmi Dayanim. It makes no difference whether in this Machlok Rashi tells how to translate this line, I'll say like Rashi first. It makes no difference whether the Shtar was written up, the Prosbul was written up in a Loshon of Dayanim, namely in the Shtar it says, Beidina Havina, we were sitting here as a Beis Din, and this Asa Ploni, this guy came in front of us, and then they signed it, V'chasmi Edim, and then when they signed it at the bottom, they signed it as if they were Edim, Ploni ben Ploni, Aid, right? V'loshna Kasub Loshon Edim, and it also doesn't make a difference if the Shtar was written B'loshon Edus, like Rashi says, K'landuchun Sa'adusa Dahava Ba'an Pana, that we witnessed with our own eyes, it says in the Shtar, V'chasmi Dayanim, and then they sign on the bottom, Ani Ploni Dayan. They sign on the bottom with the shame dying. It doesn't make a difference. You could switch back and forth. That's how Rashi understands. Tosa understands that it's not exactly talking about that. Tosa says that by in the shtar they would declare not just Beidina Havina, but in the shtar they would write their names, or they might write their names. If you look at the top Tosos, Kamosha Kosov Prosbul Beidina Havina and Aploni Bar Ploni Viniskarin Shem Hadayanim Betocha Toref, they would say the names of the Dayanim in the Toref, Ulamata Chosmim Edim Lahira Prosbul Shu Emes, and then on the bottom they would have Edim, not the Dayanim, different Edim sign that it's true. The Kamash Vlon, the Chash of Prosbul, Afli Shlo Chasmubar Dayanim Atzvam. So they would mention the names of the Dayanim in the text of the Prosbul. Those Dayanim wouldn't sign. They would just have Edim sign on the bottom and not the Dayanim. That's what it means. Kasav Loshon Dayanim Chasimi Edim. And the reverse is Loshon Edim, that the Dayanim are not mentioned in the Torah of Shal Prosbul. It says Beidina Avina Va'asa Ploni V'Amalon Masarni Elchem Kolchov Sheish Libiar Ploni Ploni. And then it says Uploni Edim. Right? It says who the Edim are. And then on the bottom, the Edim aren't the ones that are signed. On the bottom, the Dayanim are signed, even though in the text of the Shtar, the Edim are the ones that were mentioned. Okay. Fine. The Petikuna Olam says the Mishnah Vayter. The reason Rabban Gamliel got rid of this idea of the husband just being mevatel the shlichus shelo b'fnei the isha and shelo b'fnei the shliach was because of Tikuna Olam. It caused problems. So Maimi Pnei Tikuna Olam. What sort of Tikuna Olam was there? So we alluded to this machlokas yesterday. Rav Yochanan Amar Pnei Takanas Mamzerim. Rav Yochanan says it's going to cause mamzerus issues. We're going to explain in a moment. Reish Lakish Amar Pnei Takanas Agunos. It's going to cause aguna problems. Rav Yochanan Amar Pnei Takanas Mamzerim. Rav Yochanan holds it's going to cause mamzerus problems. How so? Savala Rav Nachman Amar Pnei Shnayim. He holds like Rav Nachman that prior to the Takanas Rav Gamliel, they only needed two people to be mevatel in front of. Betray less. And when you're mevatel in front of two people, word is never going to get back to the woman, or is unlikely to get back to the woman in time, that the get was batel. She's going to think she's divorced. Vihilo shama, she won't hear about it. Vlo yadan, she's not going to know that the get was batel. va'azlo mitzvah, and therefore she's going to go and she's going to get remarried, even though in reality she's still an eishes ish, and therefore vika mamzerim. It's going to cause problems of mamzerim. Tosas has a very sharp kasha, meaning if Tosas kasha is very short Tosas, betray less lukala. So we're worried that two people aren't going to be able to get the word out to the woman, but three people would have for sure gotten the word back to the woman. So Ozem Gamliel's takana, that when you mevatel the get, you need to do it b'fnei the isha, b'fnei the shliach. For Tosos, why didn't he just make the takana when you mevatel the get, do it in front of three people? If three people are going to get the word back to the woman, so why would you be mevatel? So why would you make a takana to do b'fnei the isha or b'fnei the shliach? Make a takana to do it in front of three people. So Tosos says mepnei takana sagunos. But we're working within the opinion that says that we're worried about mamzerus, not agunos. Meaning the idea of mepnei takanas agunos is that the husband is going to be mevatel the get fairly easily by just getting a group of people together. So we want to make it more difficult by having him have to find the shliach or the woman herself. So the Marsha points out that takanas agunos would not have been enough of a reason for Gamliel to make the takana in the first place. But once he's making a takana mishum mamzerim, he makes the takana in a way that it will address all the other problems, that it will address the smaller problem or the lesser concern of takana sagunos as well. Others answer Tosas Kasha differently. The Ramah answers that the chashash was that if you're mevatel b'fnei gimel, so people would confuse three people and two people. They'll think you're allowed to be mevatel b'fnei beis. So they wanted to make a takana where it won't be confusing at all. You have to do something entirely different, not just in front of a given number of people, but in front of specific people, namely the shliach or the isha. And the Pnei Yeshua says something a little bit similar to what we said before. Pnei Yeshua says that there's still a bit of a chashash mamzerus even in front of three people. Meaning, what do we say? Two people aren't going to get the word out. But if there were three people, then the word would for sure get out. For sure? Meaning one person is definitely going to make that much of a difference? That she's for sure going to find out before she gets remarried? And two people she for sure won't? No, obviously, with one person knowing, there's some likelihood that she'll find out. With two people knowing, there's a much greater likelihood that she'll find out, but not great enough. And with three people knowing, there's an even greater likelihood, but it's still not foolproof. It's still not certain. Once we're going to make a takana, we want to do it in such a way that it will be foolproof, that will guarantee that she will definitely find out. This Pnei Yeshua, if you recall yesterday, we asked the Kasha on Rashi and the Mishnah, that Rashi fused two different shitos. Rashi says that prior to Takanas Rabban Gamliel, you would be mevatel in front of three people. And then Rabban Gamliel was mesaken because of concern of Mamzerus, that she's not going to know about it. But we pointed out, the Achronim all asked on Rashi, according to the shita that prior to Takanas Rabban Gamliel, you needed three people, the concern is not Mamzeris, because she would still find out if there were three people. The kol would get out if there were three people. It's only the shita that holds that they would be mevatel in front of two people that says that the concern is Mamzeris. So why does Rashi fuse the two shitas? Pnei Yeshua says, according to what I'm saying, it's very good. Because even if generally you hold that it was done in front of two people, and had it been done in front of three, it really would have been fine. Even you wouldn't have, the Chacham would not have had to have made a takana mishum mamzerus. But still, now that we're making a takana, we cover the mamzerus, potential mamzerus problem that would be caused even if you were mevatel in front of three. So this perhaps is Metaritz Rashi and the Mishnah, because we address both issues with Takanas Rabban Gamliel. Even though in front of three people would not have been enough to make its own takana, but we make the takana that addresses that anyway. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, no, the reason is not a problem of Mamzerus, rather it's Mepnei Takanas Agunos. It's a concern of Agunos. Savrlak Rav Sheshes Damar B'fnei Gimel, because he holds, Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes, that initially prior to Takanas Rabban Gamliel they were mevatel in front of three people, ubetlasa istu kala v'shama v'yada v'lo mitzvah. And when you have in front of three people, there's a kol that goes out. Everyone finds out about it. The woman's going to know that that the get did not work, and she's not going to get married. V'takanas aguna sudiika, and then she's going to be an aguna because she's going to have a rotten marriage. Her husband's not going to. She already has a rotten marriage. The fact that her husband sent the get was mevatel the get, so she is not going to. She's obviously not living normally with him. She's unable to get remarried because her get was batel. So in order to make it more difficult for a husband who has already sent a get to be mevatel the get, they decided that you need to actually be mevatel b'fnei the shliach or b'fnei the isha. Just make it a little more challenging for the husband, so the woman won't be an aguna. Tosafot points out this isn't your classical aguna. Normally, an aguna is a woman whose status is in doubt, right? A husband is Rachman al-Tzlan is MIA or something. So the woman is an aguna because she doesn't know if she's married or if she's an almana. So that's a classic aguna. Her status is in doubt. Over here, it's not really an aguna, Tosfos points out, because over here she hears that her get was invalid, so she knows she's married. She's still married to her husband. That's not really an aguna, technically. But Tosfos says, no, we call it igun when she's not going to be able to live a normal married life, and she's not going to be able to marry someone else with whom to live a normal married life. We call that igun as well, and that we refer to that in Daf Chavav as well, that we said that the concern that a person is going to go to Medina Siyam, and he's not going to find a sofer to write the get in time, and he's going to leave his wife as an aguna. So Tosfos there also pointed out, or I think Rabbi Kiva Eger alluded to this Tosfos, that that's not really an aguna, because she's still married. She's just Neshes Ish. But the point is, if she's Neshes Ish without a husband to live with, so that's called Igun. The other Rishonim point out, the Rashi and the Ritva say that sometimes it could actually lead to Igun as well, to real Aguna, because sometimes a woman will hear that her husband was Mevatel to get, and in reality the husband only was Mevatel to get after it was already Higia get liyada, but she didn't know about that. She wasn't sure exactly when he was mevatel the get. So then her status is really in suffix, whether the get was batel in time or whether she's really a grusha. So sometimes you could have real igun in this case. Tana Rabbanan. So we already discussed how many people prior to Takanas Rabban Gamliel they would have to be mevatel to get in front of. Now we have Takanas Rabban Gamliel. We discussed what the reason for Takanas Rabban Gamliel is. But we have Takanas Rabban Gamliel. You need to be mevatel in front of the Shliach, in front of the Isha. What if you don't? So we alluded to this machlokas yesterday as well. Tana Rabbanan, batlo mevutel devar Rebbe. Rebbe holds if you're mevatel it, shalo b'fnei the Isha, shalo b'fnei the Shliach, you violate Takanas Rabban Gamliel, it still works b'di'evet. No, that can't possibly be okay. You can't go and be mevatelit shalob of neviisha shalob of nevishliach, or even if there's a tanai already in the get, to add something to the tanai to make it more difficult for the tanai to be fulfilled, so that the get shouldn't work. You can't do that, because then what was the whole purpose of the takana? The whole purpose of the takana was to save this woman from something, either from mamzerus or from igun. It was to save her from something, and now you're not saving her from anything, because if the husband wants to be a bad guy, he could go and violate the Kodesh from Gamliel, and it will be just as effective as before. So, Frekta Gemara, we're sensitive to that idea, Makoach Bezin Yafu, we understand that there's no teeth to the Takon of Bezin, but still, what are we supposed to do about it? Meek, Amidi, Dimidah, Raisa, Batal Gita, Umishum Koch, Bezin Yafu, Shirin, Eishas, Shlalma. The Gemara says, yeah, but what are you supposed to do? On a Doraisa level, the get is Batal. So what? Because Makoch Bezin Yafa, we're going to take a woman who on a Doraisa level is an Eishas Ish, the get did not work, and we're going to say, ah, forget it, the get worked, don't worry about it. Midrabanan, we have the right to do that. We have the right to take a woman who's an Eishas Ish and just midrabanan, just be matir her to everybody. So says Gemara in famous line, we have it six places in Shas, twice in this Masechta. Called the Mekadesh Adaita Drabanan Mekadesh Vafkin Rabanan Lekidush Minei. That any time a woman is Mekudeshes, it's always Adaita Drabanan, it's always Aldas Drabanan, and therefore the Rabanan have the right to uproot that Kiddushin. Very, very, there's a ton of literature on this line. We'll try to go through just a couple of major points. First of all, Tosfos points out, called the Mekadesh Adaita Drabanan Mekadesh, it's like you're making a Tanai in your Kiddushin. Every time you Mekadesh a woman, you're making a Tanai that I'm being Mekadesh you, a Tanai that the rabbis approve. And if the rabbis later disapprove, the kiddushin is uprooted. So Tosfos says that's why we say at every kiddushin, Harei Mekadeshli Kedavasu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael means that you're making a tanai in the kiddushin. Maariz Chayes asks, that's a tanai. You learn the sugyas of Masechta Kiddushin about tanai. You need tanai kafel, hein kodem lalav. There are a whole bunch of conditions that you need to make a tanai work. You need to say a tanai kafel. If I do this, then this should be the case. If I don't do this, then it shouldn't be the case. Even if it's obvious, you need that's the formalities that you need to go through in order to make a valid tanai. So Maariz Chayes says that over here, it could be based on a Pnei Yeshua, that you only need a tanai kafel if you're trying to be mevatel maisa. But over here, you're only trying to be mevatel dibur. You're not trying to be mevatel maisa, and therefore tanai kafel is not necessary. Even a non-tanai kafel would work. But wait a second, you're really only trying to be mevatel dibur? You're trying to be mevatel maisa kiddushin. The guy gave a woman kesef, and he said, "Rei mekadeshesli." That's a maisa kiddushin. So Maariz Chayes says that's why the Gemara is going to tell us, and the way Rashi is going to understand the Gemara is that when you do kiddush kesef, the rabbanan turn that kesef into kesef matana. If the whole thing was al-tanai,
Why do you need to make the kesef kesef matana? Make it, keep it as kesef kiddushin, and say that the tanai wasn't met. No, but the tanai was only going to be strong enough to be, when it's not a tanai kofel, to be mevatel a dibur. It's not going to be strong enough to be mevatel a maisa. So we have to take the maisa and turn it into something else in order for this tanai to work. Why didn't they just institute to make a tanai kofel? I don't know. But they instituted that you make a tanai that's not a tanai kofel, and therefore it's only going to be able to be mevatel the dibur of harayat mukadashas, the dibur of the woman's kabbalas kiddushin, but it's not going to be able to be mevatel the maisa of the actual act of kiddushin itself. No, but that's the point. They're taking away the Kiddushin. They're taking away the Kiddushin by turning it into Shtar Matana. They're saying there wasn't a Kiddushin. Afkein Rabbanon the Kiddushin Minei. Right? That's their retroactively going and uprooting the Kiddushin. They were never married. And the Kesef was Matana. Yeah, we're going to get that in the Gemara in a second. So anyway, so Afkein Rabbanon the Kiddushin Minei. So let's just see the till the two dots, and then we'll discuss further. Amle Ravina Ravashi, Tainach the Kaddish Bekaspa, Kaddish Bebiya Michael Lememar. That's great with money. The Rabbanon can go back and the Rabbanon can say, okay, it was Kesef Kiddushin, but we're Hefker Bezin Hefker, as Rashi explains, and therefore the Kesef was only Kesef Matana, and they can undo it, they could change it. But what if Kaddish Bebiya? How do you undo a Bia? What do you say about that? So says Gemara, Shavu Rabban Levilas Abilas Nus. No problem. The Rabbanon, forget Hefker Bezin Hefker, the Rabbanon could come along and say that the Bia was a Bias Nus, that we treat that Bia as if it was Nus, it was not Bia, L'shem Kiddushin. And therefore, there never was a Kiddushin. So, a couple of issues. First of all, Rashi quotes, the way we explain the Gemara is the way Rashi says it himself. But if you look at the first wide line of Rashi, he says, Kach ani mefarish b'kol makom milibi. What I've explained until this point is what I think is correct. But Umei Rabosai Kibalti, he says, I've learned from my Rebbeim a different pshan in the Gemara, that called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabban Mekadesh, that the reason why the Gemara is first okay with uprooting Kiddushe Kesef is because Kiddushe Kesef is only Drabanan. Whereas Kiddushe Bia is Da'oraisa. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was Tainach, the Kaddish Bekasva, and saying you can uproot it because it's only Kiddushin Drabanan. But Kiddushin Da'oraisa, how could you uproot it? And Rashi says that Chuvas Kashos Yesh B'davar, there are a lot of Kashas I have on this. First of all, we know Kiddushe Kesef from Gzeres Shavah Kicha, Kicha Mistei Efron. Gzeres Shavah creates a Din D'Oraisa, does not create a Din D'Rabbanan. So that's one major problem with saying that Kiddushe Kesef is just only a Din D'Rabbanan. V'odi says, we answer that Shavur Rabban L'Bilas O'Bilas Nus. How can you take a Bia that D'Oraisa was L'Shem Kiddushin and turn it into a Bias Nus? Meaning, how does the Gemara really answer its question? How can you take something that was a real Bia, that was a Shem Kiddushin, and turn it into a Bias Nus? So Rashi rejects the opinion of his Rebbeim, like we saw in the Akdama of the Yegus Moshe. It's okay to reject the opinions of people that you hold to be greater than you. That's fine. But Rashi rejects that opinion. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Yishus and Perek Aleph Halacha Beis also relates to Kiddushe Kesef as something that's Kiddushin Midivrei Sofrim. There's a long Kesef Mishnah over there that explains that the Rambam uses the term Midivrei Sofrim not only for Dinim Drabanan, but also for Dinim D'Oraisa that are learnt out from Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Dreshes Ben. So sometimes when the word Divrei Sofrim is used, it doesn't mean it's Drabanan. So Pashtus is, Kiddushe Kesef is definitely not Drabanan. Pashtus is, it's certainly D'Oraisa. Now, why don't Tosfos over here points out Afkin Rabban Kiddushin Minei sounds like the, we can solve all the world's problems now? You say Afkin Rabban Kiddushin Minei, you take care of the Mamzeris issue, the Aguna issue. Anytime we don't like a marriage, just undo it, right? A woman's husband goes MIA, or the woman's husband decides to be a jerk and not give the wife a get. So what do? Just be uproot the Kiddushin. Good, we're good to go now, and she's a free woman. Why don't we just do this to solve all the world's problems? So Tosa said, and furthermore he says, how can a woman ever be chayiv mishum eishes ish? How can an eishes ish ever be chayiv for cheating on her husband? Don't you need hasra'a to be mechayiv a person misa? And don't we have a halacha, hasra'a suffix doesn't work? You can't give hasra'a that if you aren't sure that even if the person violates what you say, that they're going to get the onesh, that they're going to be chayiv the onesh, then that's called hasra'a suffix. If you're still not sure, even if they violate exactly what I tell them not to violate, I'm still not sure if they're going to be chayiv the onesh. That's hasra'a suffix. And by every time I go to an eishes ish and I say, don't sleep with that man, because then you're going to be chayiv misa. Maybe she'll be chayiv misa, or maybe her kiddushin will become uprooted. Maybe her husband will send a shliach to give her a get, and then we'll be mevatel the shlichus, and we'll be afkin rabban l'kiddushin minei, and she'll never have been married in the first place. Tosfos is clearly assuming, with all these kashas, by the way, that afkinu works to uproot the kiddushin from the very beginning, that she was never an Eishes Ish. It's not accepted by all Rishonim. Then Rishonim hold otherwise, that no, Afkinu only works to make her not, the Rashba for instance, that Afkinu only works to make her not married from here on. But Tosk clearly assumes it uproots it entirely. So Tosk says that in terms of the Asra Safik issue, he says he's not bothered, because he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that it's not Asra Safik, because we go Basa the Rov, and Rov in Megarsh and Nosho Sayam. Most people are not Megarish, their wives. That's a very questionable assertion in today's day and age, right? Meaning, I don't know what the divorce statistics are in America, but I believe it's hovering around the 50% rate. So it's probably not in the in the Kedas Moshe of Yisrael community, but nevertheless, meaning is that just a mitzius of the time that would change if it's a rove? So it also has another answer. Also, he says Dukmina nachaskasa shehi achshav nesua. Right now, she has a chazaka that she's a nesua. So we go with the chazaka that right now she's married. And Tulsa says, that which we asked, that you could solve all Mamzeru's problems, or you could solve all Aguna problems by just being Oker the Kiddushin. So Tulsa says, the Rabbanan weren't Oker the Kiddushin if that's what you're doing it for. If your kavana in giving this get and being mevatel the get was to be oker the kiddush in order to save the woman from chiyuv misa, or in order to save an aguna issue, or in order to save a mamzerus issue or something like that, the rabbanon would never oker a kiddush b'chei agavna, because that only encourages promiscuity. Meaning, anytime a woman cheats on her husband, so if the husband feels bad, he doesn't want her kids to be a mamzerim, he's just going to do something to be oker his kiddushin, to save the kids from being mamzerim. Shami yichbal basachoso. Let's say he has some other relationship with his wife that he feels bad and he wants to save her children from being mamzerim. So if that's your kavana, the rabbanu would never be oker the kiddushin in that case, because that just encourages women to cheat on their husbands, knowing that they'll save them if need be. So then the rabbanu would never oker the kiddushin. Now you'll note, yeah.
What about Yvama?
Right. Good question. So maybe it would be different. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. You'll notice when the Gemara quotes this Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei just very quickly, sometimes the Rabbanan will say called the Mekadesh Adai the Rabbanan Mekadesh Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei. Sometimes it just says Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei without the first phrase. So the Rivash writes in a Tshuva Shin Sadi Tes that there are two types of Afkinu, two distinct types of Afkinu, and the Rashba alludes to this as well throughout Shas. One type of Afkinu is where there was a problem with the actual Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin was done inappropriately. For instance, a husband is Mekadish, a woman, he falls in love with a woman, he wants to be Mekadish, she doesn't want any part of him, so he strings her up on a tree and says, I'm not letting you down until you accept my Kiddushin. So she's Mekabel the Kiddushin. So technically it is a good Kiddushin, but the Rabbanan said that's not the yeshivish thing. That's not such a nice thing to do. It's not such a menschlich thing to do. So the Rabbanan were okay the Kiddushin. Over there, what did they do? They said the Maisa Kiddushin wasn't good because we don't like that Maisa Kiddushin. In such a case, the Gemara will only use the term Afkin Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei, that the Rabbanan uproot the Kiddushin. Sometimes, though, it's not that there was a problem with the Maisa Kiddushin. The Kiddushin was done perfectly fine. Everyone was at the wedding. There were two kasher eidim. Everyone saw. She was into it. He was interested. Everyone was interested in getting married. And the Kiddushin was done perfectly fine. But later on, he tried to give a get, and he pulled some shtick with the get. And there was some problem with the get. Like in our Gemara, he sends a shliach to give the get, and then he's mevatel the shliach of the get. So the Kiddushin was fine. The get was problematic. Now, in that case, we also say Afkin Rabban the Kiddushin Minei, but then we would only do it with Srach Gita. Then you would only do it if there's some sort of get. So again, and that's where the Gemara will use the phrase, called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabban Mekadesh Afkin Rabban the Kiddushin Minei. We'll use the entire phrase. So there are two models of Hafka's Kiddushin. This is critical for Halacha L'maisa in terms of why don't we just solve the Aguna problem by just doing Afkinu, is there are only two models of Afka's Kiddushin. One model is the Afka's Kiddushin of a problem with the Maisa Kiddushin itself, where you just say the Maisa Kiddushin was invalid, and the other is where you have Srach Gita, where there was some sort of puzzle get, so you say that it's the combination of the rites of the Rabbanon plus that the fact that there's some sort of get over here that work in tandem with each other to make the Kiddushin go away. And according to many Rishonim, according to the Rashba, it only makes the Kiddushin go away, mikan alaba. Because what the Rabbanon are really doing is not saying the Kiddushin never existed. What they're really doing is saying the get, we're making kosher. The get was pasul, we're making it a kosher get, but you need a get in order to make it work. That's one of the reasons why we can't solve all the world's aguna problems by just doing Hafkaz Kiddushin. Another reason is Rashba writes in the Tshuva that you can only apply Hafkaz Kiddushin to the exact cases that the Gemara applied it to. And the rayas that the post can bring is that there are many cases where you would want to apply Hafkaz Kiddushin. Every time a Kohen marries a Grusha, why don't we just mafkia the Kiddushin? The Gemara didn't even do that. The Gemara apparently only did Hafkaz Kiddushin in given cases. I think Rav Herzog also writes that the idea of Hafkaz Kiddushin is that you're doing everything Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. And Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means you're relying on the rabbi's approval. Well, which rabbis? You would need some sort of recognized body of rabbis that everyone is somechan, like a Sanhedrin. And we don't have that anyway, so you wouldn't even be able to identify any, the rabbis always take sides in these issues. This woman needs to get, and this rabbi takes the husband's side, and that. So you, who could ask which rabbi? So you would need a recognized body of rabbis to that everyone would obviously be relying upon. Okay, obviously there's a lot more to say, but it's a major sugya, not for Daf Yomi. Says in Maravaita, Tan Rabbanan, Amar la Asara Kis v'get l'ishti, Yachal v'atal zesh lo b'fnei zeh divrei Rebbe. If a guy says to 10 people, I want you to write a get for my wife, so Rebbe says you're allowed to be mevatel some of them without being mevatel the others. You're allowed to be mevatel the shlichus of some without being mevatel the shlichus of the others. Rameshung Gamliel omer, Inu yachal v'atal el zeh b'fnei zeh. Rameshung Gamliel says that you're not allowed to be mevatel some without being mevatel the others. Now, critical over here is the words Eino Yachal could mean one of two things. It could mean it's not mutter to do, or it could mean it's ineffective to do. You don't have the capacity, you don't have the ability to do it. Right now in the Gemara, we're assuming Rav Shmuel Gamliel means it's not mutter to do. That it's not nice, it's not okay, the Chacham don't allow you to be mevatel some of the Shluchim and not the others. The Gemara later will change. By my kamifli, what's the machlokas over here? Be'edu shabbatal muktasa batal kula kamifli. They're arguing about when you're mevatel part of an edus, is that mevatel the entire edus automatically? Rebbe savredu shabbatal muktasa lo batal kula. Rebbe says that no, the rest of the edus is still standing. You're only mevatel part of the edus. And therefore, if you're mevatel a couple of these guys, the azli hanach, kasvi viavi, lichtavu v'lisfu, and the other guys want to continue and still write a get, fine, let them write the get and give it, and it's perfectly kosher. There's nothing wrong with that. There's still shluchim to do it. So there's no problem. They weren't batel. Rav Shmuel Gamliel savar edus batel muktasa batel kula. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no. When you mevatel part of the edus, the entire edus becomes batel. V'hanach lo yadi, v'azli v'kasvi, v'yavi, v'shar reishas eshniyalma. And therefore, as soon as you mevatel a couple of these guys, all 10 are really batel. The only thing is, the other 8 don't know. And they're going to go, they're going to write a get, they're going to give it to the woman, the woman's going to think she's divorced, she's going to get remarried, and it's going to be terrible. You're going to cause mamzeris issues, eshes ish problem, right? It's going to be terrible, because these people don't know that they're no longer validated. The Iba Yisemor, another possible explanation of the machlokas is, Dukuli al ma'edu shabbat muksasa lo batlakula. Everyone agrees that when you mevatel a couple of the edim, the other 8 are still effective edim. V'hacha haynu taimid Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So what's Rav Shmuel Gamliel's problem then? Why does he tell you not to be mevatel some of them? If you mevatel some of them, let the others go ahead and write the get. What's the problem? So Rav Shmuel Gamliel, kasavra milsa de mesavda ba'pe asar, tzricha be'asar le'mishlefa. Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds that if you want to be mevatel something that was done in front of 10 people, you need 10 people to undo it in order to be mevatel. Slav Dafka, the number 10, right? The Tel Torah of Meir Arik points out it's going to be muchach in the Gemara later on that if it was in front of 3, you would need 3 people to be mevatel it. I mean, but the point is, you need a certain amount of people to be mevatel it. According to this daya, Eino Yachol, that Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, is not that it's not a nice thing to do. It's that your bittel is ineffective. Eino Yachol means you can't be mevatel 2 out of the 10 guys you sent, because that doesn't count as a bittel. If you did a maisa in front of 10 people, you need to undo the maisa in front of 10 people. You can't undo it with only 2. It doesn't work. It's ineffective. It's not that it's not that it's not allowed. It's permitted. It's just ineffective. You're not doing anything. So you buy a luhu. Kulchem mahu. What if the husband says kulchem? He says to the group of 10 people with the lashon of kulchem. Do we assume, like the first way of understanding Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that you're not allowed to be mevatel some of them because really when you're mevatel some of them, all of them are batel? And what's your concern that you're going to be mevatel 2 of them, the other 8 who are really batel are going to go and write the get because they're not going to know that they're batel and they're going to give the get to the woman? But maybe if you say kulchem, you don't have any such concern. Because when you initially instructed the 10 people, you told them, I want all of you in on this. And if one of you is missing, there can't be a get written that's going to be effective. So once you mevatel two of them, as long as two of them know, or one of them know, that they're not allowed to be involved, so the get will never be given. And you're never going to have to worry that that you're going to be matir neshes ishli alma. Because the other nine guys know that they can't sign without this tenth person. Because you said kulchem. So therefore you wouldn't have a problem. So loma tukas v'yavi, they can't write it and give it anyway. Oh, dilmo, or maybe no, like the second day. Or maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's not that it's usher to be mevatel part of them, it's that it's ineffective to be mevatel part of them, because you always need 10 people. And therefore, even when you say kulchem, you have the same concern, that it's ineffective to be mevatel some of them without the others, because it was a maisa done in front of 10 people. So says Mar Tashma, we have a raya. If you say to two people, give a get to my wife, you're allowed to be mevatel one, not in front of the other, according to Rabbi. You have to be mevatel them together, all in front of each other. When you're dealing with two people, that's the same as kulchem, because you always need a minimum of two people. And nevertheless, we see that they argue that they all need to be. So you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it's not an isser; it's that it's not batel. He's not saying that it's usser to be mevatel. He's to be mevatel some of them. It's that it's not; it doesn't work. So I'm Ravashi, Ibe Edik Siva Hafinami. Ravashi says, well, had the case of the two Edim that you just quoted been talking about Edik Siva, then you're right. Then it's exactly like Kulchem. Because when you're telling two people to write a get, you need two people on the get. So it's like saying Kulchem, it's like saying I need both of you. But over here we're not talking about Edik Siva, we're talking about Edik Halacha. We're talking about a Shliach to bring the get. So a Shliach to bring the get is not like Kulchem. Because when you make two Shluchim to bring the get, what did you do? You went over to one guy and said, bring the get. Then you went over to another guy and you said, you know what, I made that other guy a Shliach, but if you want to be the Shliach to bring the get, that's fine too. So you're not, they don't both need to bring the get. One of them needs to bring the get. That's not at all the case of Kulchem. And Achinam Misavra, and it's Misavra that the case we're talking about is Edei Halacha, the Katani Sefer, Amr Lezebifneatzmo, Yachalvatl, Zeshalobifneze, that if you say to each one individually to do the Shlichus, so you're allowed to be Mavatl the Shlichus, Zeshalobifneze. Yam Pishlam Vede Halacha Shapir. So if these were Edim Shliach Shluchim Lalacha, so I understand very well, you can tell one guy to bring it and then the other guy to bring it. Eliam Bedik Siva Mimit Starfi. But if it's Edik Siva, can you initially instruct one guy and then instruct the other guy? Can they be Mitstarif as two Edim if they didn't see the same thing? If one guy heard you at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and the other guy heard you tell him at 7 o'clock. Ha'amr Mar, Ein Edus Mitstarif Sach Yush Neim Ke'echad. Edus can't be Mitstarif until they both see the same thing at the same time. So it says Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Don't look at Rabbi Shmuel ben Karchus for you. Maybe we all look at Rabbi Shmuel ben Karchus who says you don't need to see the same thing at the same time. Amr Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, Sham Minod Rabbi Abba Tarti, Chadak Rabbi V'Chadak Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. He says Rabbi Abba once paskined in one area of Machlokas, he paskined like Rabbi, in the other he paskined like Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. V'lo yadana heik Rabbi V'ek Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. But I don't know which one he paskined in which case. So Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Nechzi Anan, let's go analyze. The Chiyas Rabbi Dimi Amar, Maisa Va'asa Rabbi Kidivrei Chachamim. It happened once that Rabbi did like the Chachamim. Amr Lefanov, Rabbi Parta Benoshel Rabbi Lazar Ben Parta Ben Benoshel Rabbi Parta Agadol Im Kein Makoach Bezin Yafa. So they said to him, Rabbi Lazar Ben Parta, and gives his whole yichus, said to him, how can you do like the Rabbanon? Because then aren't you undermining the entire Koach of Bezin? The Chazav Rabbi Vasek Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and therefore he went and he did like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Which case is this obviously talking about? The Imkein Makoch Bezin Yafa case. So obviously we're talking about the case of when you're mevatel the get after takanas Rabbi Gamliel, is it batel or not? Where he's passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that when you're after takanas Rabbi Gamliel, if you're mevatel the get shalom b'fnei Yisha shalom b'fnei Shliach, that it is not batel. It's ineffective. So midahak Rav Shimon Gamliel hach k'Rebbe. So if that's the machlokas where he's passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so in the other machlokas, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether you're allowed to be mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh, it must be he's paskening like Rebbe. V'af Rabbi Yoshia d'minusha, and Rabbi Yoshia d'minusha savor chadak Rebbe v'chadak Rav Shimon Gamliel. He also holds one like Rebbe, one like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's 7 o'clock. All right, we'll start again from there tomorrow. V'af Rabbi Yoshia.